You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Next Monday in Baltimore, the first trial begins of a police officer in the death of Freddie Gray. Gray died in police custody last spring, and six police officers faced charges ranging from misconduct to second-degree murder. It's been almost 7 months since protests erupted in Baltimore over Gray's death. Around 400 mostly small businesses sustained damage or were looted during those protests. The city's Economic Development Agency released a report this week looking at how those businesses have recovered since. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Taylor Alexander owns Flawless Damsels, a women's clothing store in Baltimore. She has a favorite month. She calls it money-making May because business is so good. But this year was different because of the protests in April.
My business was completely vandalized and looted. I was left with only the paint on the walls. I had no windows, no doors. I had to replace my floors because of all of the glass that they broke.
She closed for 4 months and sustained more than $60,000 in damage. Alexander estimates she lost another $100,000 in revenue.
I took a very, very, very big economic hit.
What allowed her to reopen was a grant from the Baltimore Development Corporation, the city's economic development agency. Bill Cole is president of the BDC, which worked with businesses, distributing nearly $900,000 in grants and loans.
And the services ranged from, you know, working with their insurance company to the more extreme of providing them with zero interest loans and or facade improvement grants to help, you know, restore a broken door or a window.
The result?
None have closed for good. 93% of those businesses, slightly over 400, have reopened.
But he admits there hasn't been much new investment in Baltimore neighborhoods that need it. Those were some of the neighborhoods hit hard by the protests. Kirby Fowler is president of the Downtown Partnership of Baltimore, a nonprofit that works to grow downtown. He says what worked in that area was investment in anchor institutions.
Anchor institutions are something like hospitals or universities. Far out in West Baltimore, you have small businesses that dot different corners and blocks, but it is a great distance to many of those great anchor institutions.
Even without those institutions, one city initiative that has grown since the unrest, training people for jobs outside of troubled neighborhoods and planning to invest in transportation to get them to work. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.